Yudalit Amud Aleph, around five lines from the bottom. Agula Rayin Aisa Kehilo Hi Merubas. We had learned in the Mishnah that if the Kair is an Agula, and even though an Agula has difficulties in being Mekabel and Ariach, there's a Din Rayin Aisa Kehilo Hi Merubas. Mentioned yesterday to Machlekes HaRishayim, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shitas Rashi, or this is a Dover HaMuskim, according to everyone, it seems we paskin like this, and this is Shitas HaRosh, that since Be'etzem, it is Bekoyach to be Mekabel Nariach, or the eagle is Ma'akev, so it's called, it's Yesh Pairoichev Tefach. Frag the Gemara Hasul Amalei, if you tell me Akume, so who are the Nagula, so why did the Mishnah have to continue telling me cases that it is kosher for a kaira. And for the Gemara, seife, it's trichalei. The Iker is the seife. Ko sheyesh be keifoi gimel tfochim, yesh bei reichev tefach. The Mishnah wants to tell you that if you have a circumference of three tfochim, so you can be assured that you have a diameter of a tefach. How do you know this ratio that the circumference is three times as much as the diameter? Before we go into the sugya, it's kedai to tell over the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh asks Akasha Menohani Mili, what's the kasha? How do you know the cheshbon? You don't need a posik for it. You go and take you can measure it mathematically. We could see. So he says the pshat is as follows: Ein hadavar mechuben. This is not the right cheshbon. The circumference is not three more. It's three and a seventh more than the diameter. The circumference is pi d. Ein hadavar mechuben shahekev hu yaisa migimol tfochim. So pshat is he can ask a kasha. Menani mili, you measure it. If you measure, it won't be. If you have a circumference of three tefachim, so the diameter is less than a tefach. So menani mili means zaktatayus arosh minayin lakhu chachamim liktein gvul umide ledava echad afal pishainim mechuvin. What right do we have halachically to assume that the diameter is a third of the circumference? So we bring a posik. So that is shat menani mili. In alpi dinei teure, this cheshbon is sufficient. Halachically, this cheshbon is sufficient. That's menani mili. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kro, Vayas es hayom mutzok eser ba'amo misfosoi atzfosoi. Shlomo Melech made a yom, was used, the Tekanim used to table themselves in the yam, Rashi says, and the diameter of this yam was 10 amas. Misvosoi atzvosoi, ogel soviv, and it was round, the top of the yam was round. V'chomesh bo'ama koimosoi, the height of the yom was 5 amas. The diameter was 10 amas. V'kov shloishim ba'ama yosoiv oisoi soviv. And the circumference was 30 amas. So memela, we have a posik that the Torah said that the diameter was 10 and the circumference was 30. So we see that the circumference is 3 times the diameter. Ferekte gemore v'ikos fosoi. That means, how could you say that this is the true circumference? There's sfosai, that means the edge of the yam. So the Gemara understood that the diameter was speaking from the inside of the yam. Now this yam has a edge. So you're measuring the circumference from the outside, the most under the impression that the circumference we're measuring from the outside. So that is not a true measurement of the circumference. And bechlaus es stimmt nicht. Here the Taisus HaRosh says, the most kasha vika svosoi, haich yoimer haposik dovo shu kol kach muflik. That means this is not a small miscalculation. If you're taking the svasa into the consideration, it is much larger. How could the pasuk say such a thing? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Pope svasai svas perich shayshin ksibe." The edge of the Yamshel Shloime was very thin, was thin like a rose petal. Some emele, so it wasn't too much. The chsiva of yoy tefach, the oivi, a doifen of the yam was a tefach, usfosoi, but the svas hayam, kemaisei svas kois perach, shoishan. Alpayim bas yochil. And the content, the volume of this yam held alpayim bas. We'll see later. A bas is 3 saw, so it held, it's a 6,000 saw. Frek de gemore vo'ika mashu, but there's still a mashu. So here the Gemara, the Gemara, we come Ashu, so still, here the Pshtetaisa Rosh Muchetzech Abyssal. I mean, if the whole thing was saying that the Torah said, that the Pasuk said, you don't have to be accurate, halachically, this is sufficient, so what's this Mashu? But also the Mashu, it seems that the Pasuk wouldn't tell us this. So the Gemara says, no, the Pasuk that says that there's 30 amas, the circumference, this is the circumference from the inside of the yam, not from the outside of the yam, so memele. So we're speaking about this. God interessant, the Rabbeinu Chananel had a different girse in the Gemara. According to him, this mashu is not too gefelich, the second kasha. The Rabbeinu Chananel is geiris as follows. The keifish loishim ha-bavakshinim ve'ika oi ve'has vasayim, shenimtza yam eser amois va'oit, u'pirik migavoi choshev, perish roichev chlal hayam eser ba'ama, v'chemid esekes vois mefnim, u'mechash v'shimtza roichev asor alahekev. He boy is same as that's one third. So the first third was you measure from the inside. He boy is same as svasai dakoya. Kimin svaskoi sperach shoshin. Kim do mashu le choshev le. So vice to is punkfaker. That if it's a mashu, there's no problem whatsoever. The first third it was from the inside, and the second third it was from the outside, but since it's a mashu, gave minishta. Let us see taisvis. Veika mashu. Mashme shachesben mitzumtsim. That the cheshbon is takim mitzumtzum. It's exactly, hastis, 3 times, the circumference is 3 times the amount of the diameter. V'chein b'perikamet de bovebasre, gabi shnei tvochim shenishtairu b'oren. The Gemara speaks out what was in the oren. So the Gemara says, in the oren there were the luchis. And there were 2 tvachim left over, and in these 2 tvachim, shesham sefer Torah munach. The sefer Torah, shekos of Moshe, was munach in the oren. Shehi behekeifo shisha tvachim. So the circumference of the sefer Torah was 6 tvachim. Is memele, so the diameter was 2 tvachim. So these 2 tvachim that were left over in the oren, the Sefer Torah was put in these 2 tvachim. Uporich, frag the Gemara. Kiven de la emtsa isoi niglal. The Sefer Torah, she'osa Moshe, was like our Sifrei Torahs. That means it was niglal be'emtsa isoi. Let us look at picture 189. It was be'emtsa isoi niglal. So memele, since it was niglal be'emtsa isoi, so the area, so then you don't have the diameter. If it would be niglal meroshi atzoifoi, like picture 190, so then you could say the diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. But since you're making a double glila, so then the diameter has to be larger. So the Gemara asks, it's more than 2 tvachim. Navishlei mishnei tvachim. So the Gemara says, no, the Sefer Torah was not niglal b'emtzeisa. The Sefer Torah was niglal, the Mishani b'sefer, the Azore l'tchilosei niglal. It was niglal l'tchilosei. Oporich, frag de Gemore, aber Akati, trei betrei, hechi Yosef. How could two Amis fit in an area of two Amis? Mashme, de mitzumtzum legamri, weist ois, de Gemore held, that the diameter is exactly one third of the circumference. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so if the circumference was six tfachim, and the diameter is two, so how could two fit into two? Vikasha, fektach taisvis daina cheshben medugdik lefichach meyamidais, that the cheshben is not medugdik, so memele, if the diameter is six, so if the circumference is six, so the diameter is less than two, how could the Sefer Torah fit into the Yoren? Because since the circumference is six, the diameter is two. Like the Taisus, the diameter is not two. Taisus blieb by Akasha. It's very interesting. Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Levroch and his Pirish and Baba Basra wants to say a Teretz on Lefini is Daiti. Wants to say a Teretz to on Taisus Kasha. So Biankev wants to say as follows. The emes, we have a posik. The posik is telling us, what is the chokhmah, the posik is telling us that the circumference is three times as much as the diameter. What is the posik telling us? The posik is telling us, halacha, that kol dinei Torah, you can assume that the posik that the circumference is three times as much as the diameter. That's what the pasuk is telling us. So memele, even though la halacha, we need a koire that's rochboy tefach, so la halacha, I can take a koire that's a kefoy gimel, because la halacha, this is considered a tefach. And the Torah says, I can consider that the diameter is a third, and all halachadik ishailas, I can consider that the diameter is a third of the circumference, and that's that. Now, here we have a posik that the Sefer Torah was put into the Oren. The Sefer Torah was put into the Oren, so we have a kasha, there's two tvachim left over. There are two tvachim left over. And we have to put in a Sefer Torah, let's go the Gemara's last kash. We have to put in a Sefer Torah that has two tvachim. That means al pi medidas haTorah, I have to put in two tvachim into something, into an area that has two tvachim. Two tvachim don't fit into two tvachim. So what should the Gemara answer? So the Gemara, we have a posik, and they put the Sefer Torah in the yard. So the shaila is, how did it fit? The Gemara says an Eitzel later, how it fit. That it wasn't Niglal and Gansen, that there were Goylulot, the Chelik that was less than two Tvachim, and there was Niglal, a Chelik on top of it. That means it was put sideways, the Sefer Torah. So that's the Gemara's Teretz. But let's forget about the Teretz. Let's go to the Kasha. It means the Gemara has a Kasha that how can the Sefer Torah fit into the Yoren? So, if the teretz would be because in geometry it fits, that's the teretz. That'll be the teretz, because in geometry it fits, because it's really not a third. It's less than a third. So then we would learn from here, then we would learn from this. So in this pasuk is telling us, the pasuk says that the Sefer Torah was there, so this pasuk is telling us that you go with the geometrical cheshbon. That's what the pasuk, that's the only way it would fit. If the only teretz to the kasha is that you go with the geometrical cheshbon, so memeila then a koire would not be good, because this pasuk tells us that the Sefer Torah is in the Orem because you go with the geometrical cheshbon. So memeila, if the Torah would be geiris the geometrical cheshbon, so then we couldn't make a koire with the cheshbon of Yamshel Shleime. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara means to say that the Sefer Torah has to fit into the Oren, not al pi chochmes hayavoni. No, the Sefer Torah has to fit into the Oren al pi medidas haTorah. That's what Chazal held. That means if you're going to tell me that you're only going to understand the posik that the Sefer Torah fits because geometrically it fits, so it comes out that the Pasuk also is cheshbening with the geometrical cheshben. So if the Torah cheshbens with the geometrical cheshben, so by a Torah, a Kefai Gimel would not be enough. The Lashon of Rabbi Yankiv is as follows. Imolei hayumaitzin ba'orin duhu pachis mi beis tvachim. If the teretz would be that the only reason the Sefer Torah fit into the orin because the diameter was less than two tvachim, hayinu lemeidim mikan, so then I have a limut from here, the loisagi begimul bekeife shel koireh. Ubeinem be'emes yaisem is a behainu 3 1/7 tvachim. That means if that would be the hechich from the pasuk, so we see the pasuk goes with the cheshbon. And Chazal knew if Shlaima Melech told us you don't have to go with the cheshbon, so all psukei atoyre and all hilchis atoyre can be understood and is kayim without this geometrical cheshbon. That's gufib shat what the pasuk wants to tell us. That's the pasuk of Chochmah Shloime. So therefore, Chazal said we have to be consistent. If the Torah says we have to assume that the diameter is a third of the circumference, so we have to understand how the Sefer Torah fit. The Gemara says a Torah said there was an Eitzah how it should fit. But it has to fit al pi cheshbonei shel Torah, not al pi cheshbonei shel Chachmei Hayomim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabchie, Yam Sha'os Oshloime. This yam had in it 150 mikvois. It had a volume of water that was equivalent to 150 mikvois. Zut the Gemara, mikdei mikve kamahavi. How large is the minimum amount of a mikve? Arboim so. Kedesanya, we learn as follows. Verochatz, as psori b'mayim, so the Gemara Darshan is as follows. B'mei mikve. Mayim means the accumulation of water. B'mayim Rashi says, mashme mayim mechuborim yachto. Yeah. So memeila, that's b'mayim. Kol psori b'mayim, so the Gemara Darshan shekol gufoi oilobem. That you have to have an accumulation of water that a Adam Beinini who is kol gufoi oilobem could be completely submerged in this amount. In this area, in this amount of water. V'kama heim amo al amo berum shalesh amos. So the minimum shear is, we're assuming that an Odom is 3 Amos tall, an Amo, Alama, Berum Amo, so this is the displacement of an Odom, and that's how much water you need there. V'shiru chachomim mei mikve arboim so. And lamaise it is arboim so. He says that's the Chazal Meshayer, that this area contains arboim so. So now that is one mikveh. And the Gemara said that Yam Shel Shloime contained 150 mikvois. Frag the Gemara, Kame have lohu chomesh meya garmidi. How, kame have lohu, how many mikvois are there lechomesh meya garmidi? To 500 cubic amas. Let us see Rashi, because we're going to figure out that in this mikveh there were 500 cubic amas. So memeila, so the shaila is, how altogether, how many mikvois can you make from 500 cubic amas? Let us see Rashi. Kama havalu lahanoch eser al eser. This Yam Shel Shloime, which was 10 by 10, because the diameter was 10, and now let's just for The Gemara assumed the Baal, even though we're speaking about a circle, so it's really only the diameter is 10, but the Gemara, the Baal, assumed for the present time that it was a square. We'll get down to the circle soon. So now let's just, for practical purposes, go with the Gemara that this is a square of 10 by 10. Kama havulu lahanach eser al eser berum chomesh ames. Kama goiva yesh bohem ba'amo al amo beribua shel mikveh. How many cubic ames al ames do you have in this yam? Tof kuf galmidi. So you have 500 cubic ames. Okay, so how do we get to this number of 500? So now, for practical purposes, let's say we have a square. We have a square that is 10 by 10. It's 10 by 10. We have a picture 191 also. So let us see Rashi. Cholkeyu la'esa ritzuis. Divide up this square, let's look in the picture, into 10 squares. Each one is an amma long. Dr. Rashi, Chalkeyu la'eser ritzuis. Ha'rei l'chol ritzua eser ames. So each ritzua, if it is a square 10 by 10, so we have here the first bottom, we have 1 to 10 on the bottom that is facing us, so each square will be 10 ames long. Yeah. Ha'rei הרי לכל צוע עשר אמס אורך ברויכב אמו, and it's 10 אמס long, and each רצוע is an אמו, ורום חומש, and it is high 5 אמס, because it is 10 by 10 with a height of 5. So ממילא, ורום חומש, חותכם לחתיכאיש של אמו אמו, now divide these strips, make them into an amo al amo, so we have 10 by 10 by 5. Harei meya chatichos shel amo al amo berum chomesh amois. Sim zu al zu amo al amo berum chomesh have tuf kof ames. So we have here in this receptacle, we have 500 cubic ames. Kama havelu, that was the first shayla. Kama havelu, chomesh meya garmidi. 500 cubic ames. Now, we have to, so he's saying, in these 500 cubic ames, there are 150 mikvois. Now, we just have to hold cheshbon. The three cubic ames is a mikveh. So now we have over here 500 cubic ames. He says it's 150 Mikvoy. So the Gemara makes the Cheshbon like this. Let's go slow. Litlas Meyer. We have 500. 300. That's, we have the line over here. If we'll make 300. Litlas Meyer. For 300 cubic amis, you have Meyer. You have 100 Mikvoys. Lemeyer Vechamishim. You have now, so we have left over 200 cubic amis left. 300 is 100. Lemeya v'chamishim. Now, the next 150 cubic amis, hamshin. See, everybody, another 50 mikvois. You divide it by 3. 3 into 150 is 50. So, memele, frek de gemore, ba'arba meya v'chamshin sagi. So, memele, you do not need, if you said you're ending up with 150 mikvois, you don't need, it should have 5,000 cubic amis. It would be 500 cubic amis. 450 cubic amis are sufficient. And for the Gemara, but you're making a mistake. Hani mili beribua. That means if this yam shel shloime would be a ribua, would be a square, so the mele, you're right. Then there'd be more than 150 mikvois in the Yam Shel Shloime. Abo Yam Shel Shoso Shloime Ogol Hoyo. But it was round. So since it's round, so we cut away, so we're putting a circle into a square. We put a circle into the square, let's look at the picture 192. So we have a circle and a square, so we're taking away the area of all the corners. So lemaise, so we're losing some area. Frag the Gemara, michde kama merube yaser al ha'igul, revia. That means putting everything together, it's a fourth milabar, and it's a third milagav. That means that the square is a quarter more, if you take in consideration of the square, that means it's a third of the circle, and in the square it's a fourth more. It's a revia, it's a fourth of a circle. That means a fourth more is in a circle than a square. So now we have to go and take off a fourth from before we had assumed that the Yamshul Shloime was a circular, was a square. So now, since it's circular, you have to take off a quarter. So let's start taking off. La arba meye. So if you have 400 cubic feet, cubic ames, meye. So we'll take off 100. Lemeya, 500. So we'll take off esrim v'chamisha. So we'll take off 25. So we have 375. Hani meyim v'esra v'chamishim havelu. So the Gemara says, so you're only going to end up 375 divided by 3 is going to come out to 125. So memela, so you only have 125 mikvois. So memela, so teidachnet. If you make it round, so it's you don't need such a big one. If you make it square, you don't need such a big mikveh, such a big yamshel shleim. And if you make it round, so it's hani mei v'esam chamisha havelu. Tani rami b'yecheskel. Yam she'osa shloime shloish amos tachtoines merubois u'shtayim al yoinos agulos. So let's look in the picture 193, that b'meile it was the bottom three amos were square and the top three amos were circular. So b'meile, now we have to figure out the volume of the yam she'osa shloime. So b'meile, now it's going to come out accurately, the right amount for 150 mikvois. Yam she'osa shloime shloish ames tachtoines merubois u'shtayim al yoinos agulos. So the Gemara nehei de ipcha le'motzis amrit. That you're saying it was square and circular. You're saying the top one was circular and the bottom one was a square. So you can't say faker the svase ogulksiv. It says that the top was round. Ela eimachod. But how do you know to say that it was a ratio of three square and two circular? Maybe it was four square and one circular. And if that would be the case, so then it's going to be vaitas. You have more than 150 mikvois. So the Gemara lo yisalke daiter, d'chsiv alpayim bas yochel. It says that the Yam Shel Shloime was held in it 2,000 bas. Bas kama havi, how much is a bas? Sholosh soim, it's 3 so. D'chsiv maiser habas minaku. That a bas is 1/10 of a kur. Now a kur is 30 so. So a bas is 3 so. The havelay. So memele. So if this is, so one bas is 3 so. So memele, here we have 2,000 bas, so that's 6,000 so. The havelahu, shita alfi gravy. It's 6,000 so. So memele, so there are 6,000 so in the mikveh. And if we'll divide the 6,000 by 40, so it'll come out 150. So memele, so it has to be, 40 saw, 6,000 saw. And 40 saw is a mikveh, so 40 into 6,000 comes 150. So memele, so it has to be 150 mikvois. So it has to be 150 mikvois. So the only way this will come out will be that the bottom three amis were the bottom, the goyva of the bottom three were square, and the top two were circular. So mamela altsvetchtimen. Sign the amis and sign the so. Zogt Rashi. Litlas meya goyva. So the Gemara started cheshbin. In the beginning we held that it was a square. So the Gemara said, Letlas meya goiva, for the first 300 cubic amis, so we have meya mikvois. So we have 100 mikvois. Shalish amis la mikveh. So 3 into 300. So the Gemara says, but we have, it's, we don't need 500, it's, cubic amas, would be good for 150. So the Gemara says, ani mili birebua, im o yomerube, if the yam shel shloima would be square, sheyehei boy oirach, veroichav, let's start him kebem, so you say, just like the middle, the sides are equivalent to the middle, the yiritzu oisov, and these square strips of an amma al amma, shovis be yud amas, let's look at the frishis, each amma would be yud amas long, the whole length and width of the yam. Then you're right. Then you only need 450. Yam sha'asa shloime ogul hoya, kidachsiv ogul sovit. V'nimtzo she'ein oirech ha-retzues eser ames. So the oirech of the retzue is not eser ames in the whole circle. Ela retzue emtzois levado. The emtzois, the diameter, there you could have. The retzue emtzois is difficult to understand. If in the circle, I don't know if you have the retzue emtzois is an ames. But al kaponim, the chol davar ogel, rochav bemtzise v'kotzo lechol tzdot. About Koponim, you don't have a whole area of strips of 10 by 10. Mechdei kame merube yeser al ha'igul, revia. How much is a square more than a circle that is circumscribed in the square? So it is a revia. The kol igul, now Rashi is going to make the cheshbin. The Rashi is speaking about the perimeter of the square and the circumference of the circle, and Rashi is going to prove that the perimeter of the square is a quarter more than the circumference of the circle. Emerson, the dean over here is not on the perimeter and the circumference, the dean over here is on the area of the square and the area of the circumference, and that Taisva says, kama merube yeser igul mefurish beketzad ma'abrin. Hataisvis proves that this applies also to the area of the square, which is a quarter more than the area of the circle. Milaba. So Rashi hazoi. But Kavan Rashi is speaking about the perimeter and the circumference. The hakol igul sherechavoy amo. Every circle that the diameter is an amo, yesh by hekev shalosh amis. Kedis namba masnisen, as I state in the Mishnah. So the circumference of a circle is three times the diameter. V'mahoya merube, what if you have a square? So the circumference of the square is four times the diameter. V'mahoya merube, ama alama, hoyuloi hekev dalad amis. So memele, then it would have a circumference of daladamis. Amo lechol ruach. So you have a circle that the diameter is a square, is an amo. So the circle is three amis. A square that any side is an amis, so the perimeter is four amis. Nimtzo meruba yaser ale igol revia. So it's we're taking the circle and the square into consideration, so the square is a revia more than the circle. Hilka. Hayam ogul v'sharinu b'chomeish meyais amin b'merube. This yam ogul that we were Meshaya with 500 amis square, be'inan livetzure riva minayu. We have to deduct a quarter from them. So now Rashi makes a cheshbon. Imit lehu arba meya letlas mey. So let's go. The first 400 amis, let's whittle it down from 400 to 300. The inun, and now 300, the inun meya mikvois. Ule meya amim de ishtaya, havil esnim vechomish mikvois. So the meya ama will end up, it'll be 25 mikvois. Arba amis le mikveh. So Rashi works differently. Arba, he takes a small arba amis. The dahani arba tlasu dahave shrei amis ktzoresein. It's shorter amis. So bekitzel, if arba amis is, if it's a quarter less, so Rashi made it this way. So you'll, Rashi could have made a third of 75. Rashi made a fourth of 100 with a mikveh instead of 3 amas, 4 amas. So memela, so it comes out you have 125 mikvois. So it's take the chaychnish. And for the gemore, shalosh amos tachtoinos merubois. So the gemore says, the bottom 300 amas were square. V'yesh bohem yud ritzui shel yud al yud. Shehein, yesh bebrud yitzu shayud al yud. Shehein meya amo, berum gimel beroichev amo. Dainut las meya amin goive ba'amo alamo. Behein kuf mikvois. So the bottom was square, so we had 300 cubic amis, which equals 100 mikvois. Ubeis al yoinis agulis. In the top two amis were circular. We have a meruboys, if it would have been square, Avalohu Mosam Galmidis would have 200 cubic amis. Hashto the inun agulites. But since the top two amis of the Yamsha Shloima are around, Kibotzras Leviye, so if you'll take away a quarter of the 200, Poshalohu Kufnun, the inun nun mikvois. So mamela we have kufnun, which is 50 mikvois. The gemara gezogt nehei de ipche leimotzis amrit. That cheshbon that you said that the bottom was square and the top was circular, you can't say fakert. The lehevei tachtoines al agulois, vel yoinais merubois, that you can't say. The sfas I ogul ksif, because it says the sfas of the yam shul seim was round. Elo, shtayim agulis menolam. How do you know that the cheshbon was that it was shtayim agulis? Dilme chad udahavi agula, visulai. Maybe there's only one am agula. So memele, if that is the case, so then utvei mikuf nun mikvois umarzik. Then it's marzik more than 150 mikvois. So Gemara leisalke daid she marzik yosem mikufnu mikvois. It zicha was a marzik more than 150 mikvois, because it says maisa habas min akur. Habas is 1/10 of a kur shloishim soim. V'chiyavi habas maisa delay. Habas is 1/10 of a kur. Ishtakech gemel soima. Dahavelohu anoch al payim bas. So these are payim bas. Is vav alofim soy. So it's 6,000 so. Shehem kufnun mikvois. So this is 150 mikvois. How do we get 150 mikvois? We have 6,000 so. Dame dalid alofim. You have 4,000 so. So 4,000 have a mem meyay soy. So that's 100 There are 4,100 so. Shehein kuf mikvois shel mem soim. So we have over there, 100 of mikvois. nun mikvois, divided by 40. So the mele, so that is pshat, that the mikvah of Shloime had, Bekitza, it had 6,000 so, and that is equivalent to 150 mikvois. Frag the Gemara, I have a posik in Divrei Hayomim. The posik says in Divrei Hayomim, marzik batim shloishes alofim, that the Yamshel Shloime did not have alpayim bas, 2,000 bas, it had 3,000 bas. So what's, that's a stira. And for the Gemara, hahu ligucha, this comes from the Goydish. That if you want to make a Goydish on the Yamshel Shloime, instead of putting water in it, you'd want to put dvorim yeveshim, you want to bring it to a heap, so memele, so the Goydish is a third more than the area of the Yam. If you have such a area, so it's a third more. So if you have 2,000 saw in the Yam, so the Goydish of Biyovesh could be another 1,000. Ahu legutcha. That pasuk is speaking about, if you want to fill it up with Dvorim Yeveshim, so altogether it could hold 3,000 saw, 2,000 the content inside, and 1,000 the Goydish. Omar Abayesh, my mino, haigucho, tilsahad. That the Goydish, again, milabar, is 1/3 of the whole content. It means the Goydish is really a half of the content. Usnanami, sheido, tevo, migdol, kaveres akash, kaveres akanim, uboyosvina alexandris. This sheido is as a carriage. Teva is a box, Migdal is a closet, Kaveres HaKash veKaveres HaKanim are types of large baskets. Ubeir Svin Alexandria, this was a Boer and a Svin Alexandris, which was a ocean liner. So they needed a large Boer to store fresh water. So these were a tremendously huge Kalim. Afa Pishi Yeshlam Shulayim, even though they have a base kibble. Vehein marzikim arboim so belach. And this can hold arboim so. Shehem kurayim biyovesh tahirim. It holds arboim so, which is kurayim. Kurayim, he says, a kur is 30 so, so that's 60 so. So we see klo, so the Mishnah is telling us, in Hilchas Tumah that a keli that is marzik arboim so, which in the Midas Hayoivish with the Goydish is 60 so, is not metaltal moly v'reikon, and memele it's not mekabel tumah. But al kaponim, the ratio, we see that something that is mekabel arboim so belach is mekabel kurayim biyovesh, which is a third more. Zot Rashi. Marzik botim shloishe alofim. Shloishes alofim. Biyam shoshe shloimek siv bedivrei ayomim. There it says it held 3,000 bas. Zuma says, legucho kshemoidin boyovish. Sheido kimin algas toli ba'gola lemelkav noshim chashubais. Migdol is a manchter, a type of a closet. Uboyer svin alexandris, oisebo ke'ein boyer, v'noisin shomayim misukim. Tahirim, lefishe gedoylem, yaisa midai, v'ein teires kli aleihem, sherei ein metultolim mole v'reikam. You can't be metaltolet mole v'reikam. It's very interesting how the Rishonim learned what the taich of tiltul mole v'reikin. Others bring down a Rashi in Shabbos. Rashi says it's not metaltul mole, that means the keli would break. That means that you'll have 40 people holding it, but the keli, if it's completely full, it will break from the tiltul if it's not metaltul mole. And others say pshat that this is speaking about the Deir HaMidbar. The Deir HaMidbar were geboren. Till that they could be metaltal mole. This year, that's how the Ritva learns pshat. But this year already you can't be. This is already the aboim saw already is too difficult to be metaltal mole. So either a person from the Deir HaMidbar couldn't be metaltal it, or the keli mitzad atzmai cannot be metaltal mole. Because it's going to break. Shehein kuraim biyovish, she'odom yochel lidgoish. A person could be goydish, alme gutshe, tilse, that the goydish is 1/3. Ubekli, so now this is a very, very vague statement, that the goydish is 1/3, because it zicher depends upon the roichev and oirech of the keli to get a cheshbon of 1/3. You can't say the same yesod. One of the dasim the ritva is the kasha that you'll have you'll have one keli. You'll have let's say you have the oirech and the roichev of the keli is a chveis an amo al amo. And one keli will be 5 amas tall, and one keli will be 3 amas tall. And you'll say that the goydish is dependent on the reich of amma lama. So you can't say that both will have, there'll be a different goydish. It's 1/3. This one is 5 amas tall, and this one is 3 amas tall. So Rashi says you have to take other factors in. Shekovoi. That the height of the keli is kachatzi orkoi verochboi koma kayam. If you'll have a sisfakert, you have that we're saying it's a drittel, so that if is the govoi is kachatzi orkoi verochboi. The Rishonim ask a kasha over here, and the Ritva asked the kasha, the Sheran. That we're cheshbening from the Yam Shel Shloimeh. Now the Yam Shel Shloimeh was 3 amas square and 2 amas circular, and this we have a cheshben that the goydish was 1/3 of the inner content, but. So you can't have a cheshben with something that is a pure square, or a pure circle, because this cheshbin was only derived from something that had the shape of the Yam Shel Shloimeh. So the Ritva says you go accordingly, you cheshbin it out, but al kaponim, the ratio with this area is equivalent. You make there's a formula for each type of container bazunda, and it comes out, it'll be 1/3, with these cheshbinis of 1/3 for that area. Shmami na gutsha tilsa zaktais vasana benetam the nafkamina linyameke chememke im isna losas loisa gdusha lesakin loi kli hamide. The Gram Horovitz says a kli mide should be like the equivalent to the Yam Shel Shloimeh, they should be able to have such a goydish. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Lechayayin she'omru. The lechayayin that we've been learning till now, that you have to put lechayayin on a mavoi, goivon asoret tvachim, so the height is asoret tvachim, rechavon and the width, the oivion and the thickness, kolshu. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, rechavon gimel tvachim, this is Rabbi Yosi we had already before. Rabbi Yosi holds the reichev of a lechi has to be 3 tvachim. Frag the Gemara, lechayayin sha'omru, leimot nan stomach rabbalozot. So that means you're speaking about that a mavoi needs lechayayin. Now only Rabbi Lezer held that you need lechayayin. The Beis Hillel holds it's lechi oy koire, not lechayayin. The omer lechayayin beino. The Gemara loy. My lechayayin daome. That means lechayayin that put on the mavois. These lechayayim have these dimensions. So why by the previous Mishnah we said Akoire Shamu, so it should be consistent. Koire nami nisni koires. The koires, or my koires, koires daume. So Mamela, so that's not a good terrace. And for the Gemara say, Ochikam. Oysom lechoyayim, shenechleku behem Rabbi Lezer v'chachamim. Those lechoyayim. So maybe it's good, because according to Rabbi Lezer, there's two of them. According to the Chachamim, there's one. So those lechoyayim, there's a machloikis. But the whole machloikis is in how many of them do you need? You need one or two. But in the dimensions of these lechoyayim, goivan asore tvochen, v'roichban, v'oivion kolshu. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. Bekama kolshu, and how large is that kolshu? Tani rabchiye afilu kechut hasalvo. It's echut hasalvo. Let us see Rashi. L'chayayim da'alme akol mevois koi. It's going on all the mevois. L'chayayim da'ade. Yohi reisha diktoni hakeire sha'omru lisni nami hakeire sha'omru. So let us say okeires ve'ema my keires keires da'alme. Was it l'chayayim shenechluku behen Rabbi Lezer v'chachomim? The Rabbi Lezer ta'arti l'rabbonon chode. Zeu shiurin k'de mefosh. Mi ustom leike ma'adaike, leike ma'adaike. It's not a stam mishna like Rabbi Lezer, not like the chachomim. So the Gemara says, what is the kol shu? Kechut ha'sarvo, a coat. So here we have a picture 195. So we have over here, it's a type of a lace that went in between there was a cloak that they used to wear, they used to tie it together with a standard lace. So memele, that is the minimum shear. Filu kechut ha'salvo. Tone, oso lechi lachatzi movui. What if a person made a lechi lachatzi movui? Ein loy elo chatzi movui. Let's see, 196. He made a lechi in the middle of the movui. So memele, so ein loy elo chatzi movui. So he that this lechi is not matter the other half of the movui. Frag die Gemara pshita, versteht sich. The movui is only, the lechi is only matter mashe bifnim mei ha-movui. Ela ein mo yesh loy chatzi movui. Not the chiddush is that he doesn't have the other half, doesn't have the outside half. No, this half is nichsha. Frag die Gemara nami pshita, why shouldn't this half be nichsha? So the Gemara mal de taim aleichish dul me'osi lishtamushe bekulei. He might be mishtamish in the whole movui, so memele we should not be matter even a chelik of the movui. Kamash melon as nitazoi. He wants to say, could be a lechi is different, because the lechi not mishtamish bein alechayayim. So that could be as a hekos, you not mishtamish bein alechayayim, so you won't go further. But by a koire, by Kaira declares a shaila what the din will be since you don't have this heck, if you hold the chudei achitzen is matir, so memele, so what will the din be over there? Oma Rov, also lechi lemovoi vehigbiyoi min akarka shloisha. What is if a person made a lechi and he was magbiyat min akarka shloisha, and this is picture 197, that the lechi is 3 tvachim high from the ground. Oishe fligu min akaisel shloisha, or 198, that it is 3 tvachim away from the kaisel. It's not flush against the kaisel, it's 3 tvachim away from the kaisel. So memele, loy osa v'loy klum. That's garnished. Afilu Rab Shimon Gamliel da'oma amrinen lavud. Shimon Gamliel says that you say lavud. Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that lavud is till that a little less than dalet tvachim is lavud. So l'chayre 3 tvachim away, you should say lavud. Sahani mili l'mayla. When do you say lavud? When can you use this lomdashe lovut? A teich dalet amis, it's called mechubel, that's lamailo. You don't have anything, that's being menaged the lovut. Ava lamatok, even the have mechitze shagdi and boikimbo. Since, if it's 3 tvachim or more, So you have Gedeon Baikimba. Like Kama. So Mamela, Helfnishta Lovut. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Lachatzi Movoi, Shehechnis Alechi Lefnim Harbei, Ad Chatzi Orkai Shel Movoi Kaze. He put the lechi inside the movi. Ainly a lechatzi movi. Sha osa leishtamish elam min chatzi elifnim. So the Gemara says that the chiddush is ainly. That's poshid. Yes, like ainly leitzach shminin. Elah osa shminin. They men elifnim mi umuta leishtamish. So the Gemara says the chiddush is afil according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. When do Rav Shimon Gamliel say that you can assume that Toich Dalid is Lovod Lamaila, Kigoin, Kaira Yoitse Mikoisel Ze, Veine Negas, Lakoisel Achadit, Ligabor, Abshim Gamliel, Rabbonon. So Memele, so there he holds that you can say Lovod. But over here, since it's Gdiyim Boikimbo, so since it's Gdiyim Boikimbo, Laikoma. So Memele does Nish Gut. L'chayre, I don't understand if we say kipshutoi. Yesterday I had mentioned a chedushi aran. We learned in the Gemara that if a person covers the koira with a machzeles, and the machzeles is 3 tvachim above the ground level, so you lost your heter of the mavoi. Koira ain't kan because it's mechuse. And the machzelas ain't can because it's a mechitza tluye. Shegdiyim boikimbo. So I mentioned yesterday the chedush Yeran says if you hold koire mishum mechitza, so you have gedim and gemalim boikimbo. So the Ran asks, so why is it good over there if you hold mishum mechitza? So the Lashon of Ran was Ikoire Mishum Mechitza Royen Ki Ilu Chuda Soisem Adakalke Shuv Ein Agdiyem Boikim Boim. So whatever the Ran means, I don't understand, but Al Kaponim it seems if it's halachically, it's called that it's Nistam Tul the Kalke, so Ein Agdiyem Boikim, so then there's no Stira of Agdiyem Boikim Boim. Somehow it's a gate manishton. And why here by Lavud, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the sheer Lavud is less than Dalet Tvachim. So what is this different than Koire Mishum Mechitzips? Chapnish Klo. The Etzem Haloche, that it says that the Lechi, if it's 3 Tvachim away from the Koislei Hamovi is no good. So there are 2 svaris why it is no good. 1 svara, the Rabbeinu Yohanneson says, because we'll say, Osi avire mahai gise mahai gise mevatale. Since you have 3 tvachim on one side, and then you have more aver on the other side, so memele, so osi avire mahai gise mevatale. According to this Rabbeinu Yohanneson, it'll come out what if the lechi will be more than 3 tvachim. So then it'll be kosher, even though it's 3 tvachim away. We had a raya from Taisvis before. Taisvis had a pass of 2 amis, which was an amma away, and Taisvis held that laloche, it's no good. So from Taisvis, you see Taisvis is chaylik on the Rabbeinu Yainasin, and the tam is not als osi avire magise magise umabatale. The reason why it's no good is others want to say that out of lechi, the lechi needs a heker. The heker is that it has to be somuch to the kaisel of the mavoi. To it should be nikah that it wants to be matter the mavoi. That is the reason why it has to be teich gimel to the mavoi. So the male not out of lechi avosi avire. Nor als the din als lechi mishum ekeirim. According to this cheshbon, many achoinim tainis, so that's only by a lechi. By a tzuras ha-pesach, this halacha will not apply. Even though the tzuras ha-pesach, let's say, is 3 tvachim away, so other achoinim want to say that it is also good. Not like the tvur shayr. The tvur shayr says that the same halachi that it says here, that a lechi cannot be three tvachim away from the kaisel also applies to Atzuras HaPesach. You've mentioned then that the Gaon Yaakov says that the lomdus is, because even though a lechi has a din sosum, it's only as a din stime legabi itself. But a din stime to be misakin the pirtze, she'etzloi, that the zin oimed meruba la porutz, to be matir the porutz, that Atzuras HaPesach does not have. So memele, it has a teiris pirtze that is not misukin, so memele, this is mekalkol the movi, even though there's Atzuras HaPesach. This is according to Shitas Atzvua Shoyer. Zot the Gemara weiter, Rabbi Yosi oimer, Rechavon gimel tvachim, the minimum shir of a lechi is three tvachim. Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Omar Rabbi Yudah Mashmul ein halachi ke Rabbi Yosi. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi loy behilmi. Rabbi Yosi was a machmer in creating hilmi. Hilmi is a concoction of salt water, of brine, that Rabbi Yosi answered one is not allowed to make a lot or a little. V'loy belachayayin. And not belachayayin also. That we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi in these two halachis. Omalei Ravune Bachinene, so Ravune Bachinene told Rabbi Yosef, we know Rabbi Yosef had become sick and he forgot a lot that we had said before. So he told them, Behilmi Amritlon, you told us before when you were well, you told us, Behilmi Amritlon, Ein Aloche Ki Rabbi Yosef. Aber Belchoyayin Loi Amritlon, but you never told us Belchoyayin that we don't pass on at Rabbi Yosef. Maishna, what is the difference? Behilmi, the pligi rabbonon alei. Maishna behilmi, what's the difference? Behilmi, the pligi rabbonon alei. So therefore, since it's Rabbi Yosi keneged harabim, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. L'chayayin nami pligi rabbonon alei. So why should we paskin by l'chayayin? Amalei shani l'chayayin. Mishim dekoi rebi kevosei. Because Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosef, we hear a psachotzer ktana, shenifritzer lachotzer gdeile, so there it came out that it has to be, the gdeile has to be an amma more than the ktana has to be three tvachim on each side more, so we said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yosef that you need lachayim of three tvachim. Rav Rechumi Masni Oche, Omar Rabbi Yudah Bereide Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. This scenario came out with Rabbi Yudah Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Ein alochik Rabbi Yosef lebehilmi vlebachoyayin. Amrulai amarta. So this was once said that Rabbi Yudah Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas said this. Then later time they asked him, did you say this statement that ein alochik Rabbi Yosef lebehilmi vlebachoyayin? Amaluhu loy. They said, no, I never said it. Omar Rove, he retracted his psak. Omar Rove Lekim Omro. He said it. The Gomirna Lominein, we learned it from him. He said, Klo, my time a kahodabe. Mishum da Rabbi Yosi Namukim. And now he's Chayzer, because he holds Rabbi Yosi that's Namuki Imo, even though he's Chaylik with a rabbim as a lochikemaisa. Omar Rove Baravchan Labaye, Hilchasamai. How do we paskin by lechoyayin? Amalai poik chazi my amadavar. But the minigoylam is, as Rashi says, the minigoylam is that a lechi is pretty, is a kolshul. Ika demasne loho hashoy samayim letzomoy oimer shahakol niyo bedvoy. Rab Tarfon oimer boirin afoshe ischabais vechasroina. It's a koma sheboronat geiris. Anyway, so. The Rav Tarfon is speaking about the brocha rishayna of Mai. Omer le Rav Chana labai hilchis the Mai, abolei paikhazi Mai amodavar v'seya shahakel. Zog Rashi hilmi v'mesecha Shabbos v'perik shmei nishrotz. Mishum dekoi Rabbi Kabosi le'avode toni adabam yumi Rabbi v'sobo lo k'Rabbi Yosi k'dakim nebachot zaktane sh'nifrutza l'gdoyla. Nimuki imoi taimei ra'yosef meivlei b'chol mokeim. Bemeseches gitten moni shvochon shal chachamim v'zeh shvochei shal Rabbi Yosi. Whatever he says it with a gevaldike raya in bio. Hilchus amai belochayayin ama davam anogo omek fanogo belochi mashu. The tzome lafuki man dechon kesei umtze, that he's choking on something and he takes water to alleviate that, so then he doesn't make a brocha. Dafka letzome. Shakoni bidvori lafono v'la'achrov loiklum. That la'achrov you don't make any brocha. Abtafanoi merberin defoshes rabbis. Ani shemati rab tavon bolachay vav brocha achav bayir nefoshes rabbis. V'loy nehira. That's not pshat in rab tavon. Tamini v'seches nide yesh tom brocha lefonav ein tom brocha la'achav. Some of this is a baraisa, that there are certain things that need a brocha lefonav v'loy brocha la'achav. Brinin lasuyei maya. That's going on water needs a brocha lefonav v'na la'achav. V'havinim bo la'rav popa demavorich ha'maya. According to Rav Popa, that says you make a brocha achoina maya. Is memela, so what does he do with this baraisa? Well, minil rav talf and demachayev ha'maya. What's Shepes do with Rav Popa na ha'maya? Shepes mit the tana rav, Shepes mit the tana rav talf. Elo nirali the rav talf na lefonav come. No, rav talf is also talking about the brocha rishayin. The Taisus Paik Chazdi, Pesha Kondusifanogu Belechi Masha. But given that Elohi Gabyesi Belechi, who has Rebbe on his side, Kolshkein Behilmi, that for the Ravuna Bachinin, the Polish Belechiai, Moide Behilmi, Moide Behilmi. Therefore, Shoy Lassus May Melech B'Shabbos B'Shvilitan Aloifis Tli. Shalat May Melech, may to make May Melech in Shabbos to pour it on the roasted oifis. Be Noisein Melech Aloifis. What'll be if you put the salt on the oifis? V'achakach Noisein Mashkin Aloim, Habishor Afilu L'Rabbi Yosi. Why? Shasham Nunis Mamtikas HaMelech. The fats of the oif will lessen the sharpness of the salt. The Sampek Shemayin Ishrotzen. So then it gets strong enough. So such a mei melach, which is not roi li'ibod oiris, is not also to make on Shabbos.